Canada is a strange place. It used to be the land of the free. True North, free and strong, or something. I don't even know my own anthem.
True North, strong and free.
There's nothing free about living here. You gotta wear a mask to go in most grocery stores. And now we're requiring our workers to be injected with monkey blood. So it's weird. Times are weird. I got a letter from... Oops. Somebody I can't mention. This whole video is going to be in code. It's the strangest letter I've ever read. Probably don't vote for him. Don't do it. Let me fly towards my hands. Towards my hands. Now, before we get started, Justin Lido. Not so true, is he? He's one, if everything I've read and researched is correct, he's one of the worst beings on the planet, and he should be voting for if he should be arrested or killed by gunshots against a wall. Like, that's how bad he is. I don't know for sure. There's a lot of weird theories going around. So he's one of the worst ones, and he called an election. This dear friend, let's just read the letter. Canadians have come together to face one of our biggest challenges over the last 18 months, and now we're all wondering what the future will hold. Yes, we are. I agree with you. When the planned thing struck, Canadians dug deep. Did we? You put on your mask, supported your front, like what? So he's already making it sound like you're a hero if you put on a mask and went along with these ridiculous, even though all science suggest that wearing a mask does nothing. It's like protecting your home from intruders with saran wrap. It does nothing. Most people can get through that thing. You supported our frontline workers and you rolled up your sleeves to lead the world in monkey blood injection rates throughout this crisis. We've had your back as a government. Have ya? Has monkey blood ever been proven to heal anything? In the history of the world, I'm not seeing it. Everything I see shows charts. Ooh, terrible disease. It's coming down. Because of like water treatment, we got plumbing now. We're not bathing in our own filth. It's coming down. Pretty much done. And then they introduce monkey blood. Look, the monkey blood cured it. So we got advertisements all over the city. Saying, oh, get this monkey blood. I have a friend in another province who's totally against monkey blood, yet she's afraid. She doesn't want to be alone. She wants to go to the gyms and stuff, so she's considering getting it, and she called to find out some stuff, and that call was like pure propaganda brainwashing. They made her feel like a hero for getting this thing. Like, they put so much, they're bribing you. This is bad news. I would not get it myself. And through it all, Canadians remained resilient, and that's the Canada we know. And the reason why we introduced CERB and the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, Canadians take care of each other and make sure everyone can still pay their bills, keep food on the table, and continue supporting their families. So give up your dream. We ruined your business. Sorry. We'll give you less money for a little bit, and then we'll take it away at some point. And you'll be fine. Find a new dream. We do need workers. People to inject monkey blood. Do you like that? Is that your passion? Because we have work for you. Sign up down below. But our progress is at risk. Aaron, I don't know if I can say his name, and the Conservatives want to cut affordable child care, make assault weapons legal again. They're illegal? We can't protect ourselves. Like, that's one of the plans from the government. Like, remove our weapons so we can't fight back against monkey blood demands. And so he's like, this new guy wants to let you be able to fight back against us. He sounds like a hero. I want to vote for him. He wants to roll back our progress on the environment. Does he? Because there's a whole green movement that is so flawed beyond its measures, it's designed to kill us all. That's all I know for sure. The whole climate change, we're green. Just chemicals and death for all of us. It's just not what you think it is. It sounds great, the green move. Yeah, I want to save the environment. But then the measures of which they do just removes our rights and like charges you money for carbon and like we lose. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's terrible. He opposed Canada's planned thing response measures. Sounds like a good thing because our response has been over the top ridiculous. Just masks everywhere, demanding monkey blood injections. I heard a speech from this Justin fella, and he said something like, "You think I'm gonna let somebody who hasn't had monkey blood injected into their face sit next to me on my bus? Hell no, I will not let it happen." This guy sounds like the worst type of dictator. He won't even require travelers to have aborted monkey fetus tissue injected into them so that your family can travel safely. Wow, so he sounds like he's against mandatory weirdness being in me. Oh no, I'm magnetic now. How come my arm hurts? Ow. Oh no, I got the flu from the flu shot. Uh-oh, I never had it before. What? But I'm now safe from it in the future. I'm so glad I did that. How come I'm shaking? Our liberal plan will continue to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to keep Canadians safe, healthy, and supported during this crisis. This man-made crisis. Lots of lockdown measures. This is what he wants to continue doing and further increasing the totalitarian nature of our prison lives. So, don't vote for him. He'll probably be in prison any second now. We're all waiting for the cucumbers to just swarm the front gates already. We're waiting for it. This movie sucks. It's starting to really suck. So we'll see if all that happens, but what a weird letter. I just picture two people, someone like me who's on the conspiracy side of things, reading this, seeing like, what the hell are you talking about? Versus somebody who's going along with the whole thing. They're wearing a mask while reading the damn letter. They don't know where it came from. They've been injected twice, waiting for their boost shots. I can't say that. I just picture the two different response. They're like, yeah, let's be heroes here. Let's inject me more. Two more times, one in the thigh, please. Versus me, like, I just see through it. Usually with elections like this, like, both sides are puppets of the demons underground. It doesn't matter which side you vote for, it's like, it's all an illusion, so I usually don't even vote. Like, it's not even a thing. Who do you pick, like, the demon or the devil? Wait, they're both gonna... If Justin gets in, this movie will get bad quickly, and I might need to leave the country, but where... What country's safe right now? This is a weird time. Weird times. Australia? Good luck living there. What the hell? France is fighting back. Good to see that. Germany's doing well. There's certain countries that are stopping the mandates, like the people have spoke up and they fought back and they're like, no, what the hell are you doing? And the government's like, ah, shit. Oh boy. I read a story the other day. It was a long time ago in Russia where the government tried to say that monkey blood was mandatory to go into restaurants and movies, and the Russian people just boycotted it. They boycotted those businesses that mandated that. And then the business owners were like, we're losing money here, and they're contacting the government saying like, what are you doing? Like, we're going out of business here. And then the mayor of Russia said, you know what, this thing's actually not so bad. It went away. We're fine. We don't need to just go to any business. I was joking with all that. And they just stopped it because the people spoke. It's like, stop supporting these freaks. There's so many big evil corporations out there that would have went out of business thanks to me. I didn't ever buy Coca-Cola. I never buy this shit. Doritos, like all this stuff designed to hurt you, make you addicted and fat and sick. Like, they would have been done. But you are still buying it. Some people out there still have this stuff. Like, yeah, that's fine. Pizza every once in a while. Beer. Beer is good times. Wake up. Wake up. So I just wanted to rant. I don't know how to wake the people up. I'm trying to do my part in code. But, like, I see all these measures being put in place. Nothing makes sense. It's not logical. You go into the dollar store and there's non-essential items that you can't buy. because of this whole thing? Like, it makes no sense. You can't buy a crossword puzzle, but you can buy a cutting board. Why? Nothing makes sense here, so I don't know how to do it, how to wake people up. I mean, it seems all very obvious to me, like, what does none of it make sense? But other people have been indoctrinated their whole life, just brainwashing. Yes, medical doctors are the best. Doctors kill more people than motorcycles. Way more. Like, they're like the third leading cause of death, medical malpractice. And that sounds like it was a mistake. No, that's just doctors giving you medicine and you dying. It's like the worst. It's never been a healing thing, and it's always been propaganda. Attack the alternative measures. The alternative path is the only real path. Get your diet right, do some herbs maybe. It's like very simple to heal. Fasting, fruit cleansing, rebuilding with potatoes at night. It's a good time. It's a good time. So, rant is finished. We're rambling. Don't vote for Justin. Aaron, probably even worse, but he sounds better. The only thing you can safely vote for would be a thumbs up to the video. And that way you're voting for freedom. Some of you have decided to thumb the video down because you want to live in a cage. You prefer a nice cage. You can see through it. It's not like a brick wall. It's open air, gets in there. You get a blanket, little bed, little cot. You get fed whatever they decide you need. And that's fine. I prefer that life too. But wake up, you sheep. You sheep, you're killing us all. We're waiting for you. We are just waiting for the vast majority of people to see through this whole charade. And then blessings are waiting for us. Do you have any idea? The war's been won. We're just waiting for you freaks to stop and stand up and just say enough. Enough. So, it's all there waiting for us, I think. Don't quote me on that. I'm going to leave. Thanks for buying an I Suck at My Job t-shirt. Show your country that you suck. And subscribe.